You're tuned to The Signal on WYPR. I'm Andy Beanstock. Baltimore's Bolton Street Synagogue recently played host to a Stoop storytelling event titled It's Complicated, The Joys and Oys of Jewish Life. Greg Abel took the stage that night, and the now happily married father of two confessed, as you're about to hear, to a largely unsuccessful, albeit quite colorful, dating history.
So I stand before you now, as you know, a married man, happily so, in my 40s. When I was in my 20s and I was single, I lived in Washington, D.C. I lived in the Capitol Hill area. Around that time, this was like the mid to late 90s, a lot of the guys I grew up with were getting married. And most of them were Jewish. Some married Jewish spouses, some did not. I remember at that time in my life, I wasn't dating anyone, and I was going to my friend Brian's wedding. And Brian, when I was there, I went by myself to this wedding, as I had to some previous weddings, and I met Brian's mom's best friend, Helene, and Helene seemed to like me. Helene decided I would become her little project. Helene also lived in Washington, and you know the type, a bit of a yenta. Decided, you know, I know some nice Jewish girls for you, Greg, and I'm going to set you up when we get back to D.C. So I said, all right, Helene, you know, whatever you got, let's see what happens. So I was game. I was always up for meeting new people, and it was, that was fine. And, you know, I was brought up in a Jewish household. We were observant when it was convenient. I went to a Jewish day school, culturally very Jewish. You know, I had a serious girlfriend in college who wasn't Jewish, and I remember one day she made me a corned beef sandwich on white bread with mayonnaise. And I said to myself, never again. So I felt I'm up for meeting Jewish women. So, okay, we're back in D.C., and I get introduced by Helene to a Jewish lawyer, and me and the Jewish lawyer, whose name I forgot, went out on one date, and it was fine, and there wasn't like a connection really, but I thought Helene's judgment was decent enough to, you know, not hate her, and that date happened, and nothing really came of it, and I thought maybe that was it for Helene's project. But then a few weeks later, Helene calls me again and said, Greg, I know that first one didn't work out, but my sister just got back from a spa in Connecticut, and she met a beautiful young woman who, she said, looks exactly like Snow White. So I sort of contemplated what it would be like to date Snow White and if that was a good idea or not. And she was Jewish, as Helene would, you know, make sure of. And I said, sure, I'll date Snow White, Helene. So she gave me her phone number, and I called her, and we made plans, and it was all very cordial. You didn't know each other at all. I'm totally blind date, you know. I remember we made plans. This was in August of 1997, and we made plans to go to dinner on a Thursday night. I lived in Capitol Hill, and I drove over to where she lived. She lived at the Watergate Apartments. And I thought that was kind of interesting, kind of a neat D.C. thing. I'd never been there. And I remember getting a little lost, and I sort of finally figured out where I was going. It was a big circular driveway, and I came around to the front. And she came through the lobby sort of full of life, like bounding through the lobby. And she had dark hair, and it was kind of big, and she had bangs, and she was sort of a big girl. Everything about her was big. Like, just there was a lot happening. And I kind of sort of initially thought to myself, I don't think this is my kind of girl, but here I am. I'm waiting in front of the Watergate for my date, and I'm not going to not go on the date. So we drove to a restaurant called Busara. It was a Thai place on Wisconsin, just up from Georgetown. And I remember sitting there, and we had first date kind of conversation, like, you know, where'd you grow up? And she grew up in Southern California. And where'd you go to college? And she went to college at a small school in Oregon that I'd never heard of. There wasn't a lot of electricity. Like, I just, you know, I don't know if she was feeling it. I was like, I'm getting through this date, but I'm in the back of my mind, I'm like, I don't think this is really going to go anywhere. And so, the date proceeds, and it ends, and I take her home, and I drive her back to the Watergate, and we pull in front of the place, and in the back of my mind, I'm like, you know, maybe just for fun, we see what happens here, or maybe not. And I kind of went with not, and we kind of just had a little peck on the cheek, and I said goodnight. That was the whole date with Snow White. And I went back to my life. Helene didn't call me again. I didn't get set up with any more Helene dates. So that was August. And then fast forward to January of 1998. And I went to a conference on M Street in Georgetown at a Four Seasons Hotel. And I remember there was a lunch break, and I liked to go kind of buy a newspaper and eat and read the paper by myself. And I walked across M Street, and there were two newspaper boxes there. I remember, like, on the left was a red box, a Washington Times, and on the right is a Washington Post blue box. And there's a big screaming headline that says, "Sex Scandal Rocks the White House." And I... And in the... So in the Washington Post, there's a small picture, and it's in black and white. In the Washington Times, there's a big picture, and it's in color. And there are the bangs and the big hair. And I was so sort of stunned in trying to place this and figure it out, I didn't even, like, put the coins in the machine. I sort of leaned... I leaned down to read the paper front of me, and I'm like, grew up in Southern California and went to some school in Oregon, and it was my blind date, Monica Lewinsky.
Greg Abel sharing his tale in front of a live audience at Bolton Street Synagogue as part of this Stoop storytelling event. It's Complicated, the Joys and Oys of Jewish Life. You can hear more great stories online at stoopstorytelling.com.